Good morning and greetings to everyone tuned into this podcast. My name is Todd Miller from the Western Lake Church of the Nazarene, and it is my pleasure on behalf of the Church of the Nazarene to welcome you to this Because He Lives program. Once again, we would like to thank Federal Motor Spears for their continued sponsorship of this program. We wish them continued success in their business. Today, the Church of the Nazarene joined with the Child Care Board in recognizing Child Month in Barbados, and we will be featuring our children from the Western and Southern zones. We invite you to listen and to enjoy the various contributions our children will make. Our chairperson is Deshante Franklin Yard from the St. Christopher Church of the Nazarene. But before she takes over, I invite Rakisha Bob from the Gemswick Nazarene to give us the opening prayer.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that we can share the Word of God with listeners across Barbados. Lord, we ask that you will give us the spirit and the courage that we will pray that we will inspire to lift someone's heart today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. Thank you, Tad, for the opening remarks, and welcome. And thank you, Rakisha, for the opening prayer. I am Deshante Franklin Yard from the St. Christopher Church of the Nazarene in the Southern Zone. The theme for this morning's program is to kill or not to kill. I will now invite Jadiana Amy from Gemswick Church of the Nazarene in the Southern Zone, who will now bless us with a poem entitled Voices. This poem was written by Diara Springer from the Gemswick Church of the Nazarene's Youth Department.
We all have had that person, whether at school or work, that for whatever reason does everything within their power to drag you down. They insult you, persecute you, and even lie on your name. We've all been in that situation, where the voice in our head whispers, "You let them get away with treating you so?" As that saying goes, do for do. But then comes a second voice. This one says, "Be the bigger person." Shoops, the first voice interrupts. When that person did you wrong, they didn't stop to think how it would make you feel. So why should you? They don't deserve your kindness. The second voice chimes one more time. But we've all had that same man who came to earth to die for us, although we didn't deserve it. Then how can imperfect people pass judgment on other imperfect people? Instead, like David, place Saul into God's hands. So too should we allow the Almighty to handle our enemies. So when you are confronted by these two different voices, which one will you listen to?
Thank you, Jadiana, for that lovely poem. It is a wonderful feeling to be loved by your family and friends. And it is even more wonderful when we fall in love with Jesus. James Clark from the Pilgrim Road Church of the Nazarene in the Southern Zone will now favor us with an instrumental entitled Falling in Love with Jesus. James exhibits his God-given talents in this selection.
Thank you.
Thank you, James. Our Bible lesson will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 to 13, and it will be read by Michael Small from the Pilgrim Road Church of the Nazarene in the Southern Zone.
Today's Bible lesson will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 to 13. After Saul returned from pursuing the Philistines, he was told, David is in the desert of En-Gedi. So Saul took 3,000 able young men from all Israel and set out to look for David and his men near the crags of the wild goats. He came to the sheep pens. Along the way, a cave was there, and Saul went in to relieve himself. David and his men were far back in the cave. The man said, "This is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, 'I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish.'" Then David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Afterward, David was conscience stricken for having cut off a corner of his robe. He said to his men, "The Lord forbid that I should do such a thing to my master, the Lord's anointed, or lay my hand on him, for he is the anointed of the Lord." With these words, David sharply rebuked his men and did not allow them to attack Saul. And Saul left the cave and went his way. And David went out of the cave and called out to Saul, "My lord, the king!" When Saul looked behind him, David bowed down and prostrated himself with his face to the ground. He said to Saul, "Why do you listen when men say, 'David is bent on harming you'? This day you have seen with your own eyes how the Lord delivered you into my hands in the cave. Some urged me to kill you, but I spared you. I said, 'I will not lay my hand on my Lord, because he is the Lord's anointed.' See, my father, look at this piece of robe in my hand. I cut off the corner of your robe, but did not kill you. See that there is nothing in my hand to indicate that I am guilty of wrongdoing or rebellion. I have not wronged you, but you are hunting me down to take my life. May the Lord judge between you and me, and may the Lord avenge the wrongs of what you have done to me. But my hand will not touch you. As the old saying goes, from evildoers come evil deeds. So my hand will not touch you." Here ends the Bible reading.
Thank you, Micah. That scripture lesson was very interesting. Let us now listen very carefully as Melanie Phillips and Rain Alton, both from Bike Hall Nazarene in the Western Zone, further discuss this Bible passage.
Rain, what is that you are reading?
I was reading this story in the Bible about David.
Which part is that?
It's 1 Samuel chapter 24.
What is it about?
It says King Saul had 3,000 men in his army, searching for David, who only had 600 men.
Why was he searching for him?
Well, King Saul was jealous of David and wanted to kill him.
Why was he jealous?
He was jealous because David was to be the next king, and he always prayed and trusted God to help him fight his battles. It all started back when David killed Goliath. The people sang, "Saul has killed thousands, but David 10,000. This angered Saul, and he looked for opportunities to kill David.
This sounds interesting. Tell me more.
One day, King Saul went into a large, dark cave to relieve himself. He did not see David, and his men were there. So David sneaked up on him and cut off a piece of his garment.
Oh dear, so David had a chance to kill King Saul then?
Yes. But he did not kill him, although his men encouraged him to do it.
Why?
David remembered that Saul was God's anointed, and he did not want to harm him. So David obeyed God and spared Saul's life. Then David called out to Saul to let him know he could have killed him. Saul then admitted to David that David was wiser and more righteous than he was.
Whoa, that was a hard thing to do, to obey God when someone wants to kill you.
Yes, it is. But remember, the commandments tell us thou shalt not kill.
I know, but sometimes when people trouble me, I feel like fighting back.
When you are in trouble, always remember to pray and ask God for help, and He will help you. He will fight your battles for you. Do not render evil for evil. You don't have to seek revenge against your enemies.
I'm so glad you told me about this. I will try to pray whenever I'm in trouble, before I put myself in trouble. Thank you, Rain.
You're welcome, Melanie.
Very powerful indeed. We are now encouraged to pray and not to seek revenge against our enemies. Thank you, Melanie and Rain. Jade Waterman from Fairview Nazarene, also in the Southern Zone, will now favor us with a poem entitled Obedience.
Obedience. If you are told to do a thing, I mean to do it really. Never let it be by halves. Do it fully, freely. Do not make a poor excuse, waiting weak, unsteady. All obedience worth the name must be prompt and ready. When Father calls, though pleasant be, the play you're pursuing, do not any. I'll come when I have finished what I'm doing. If you're told to learn a task, and you should begin it, do not tell your teacher, yes, I'm coming in a minute. Waste not moments, nor your words, in telling what you could do some other time. The present is the time for what you should do. Don't do right unwillingly and stop to plan and measure. 'Tis working with the heart and soul that makes our duty pleasure.
Thank you, Jade. We will now welcome the all-boys choir from the Cave Hill Nazarene in the Western Zone to render the song You Raise Me Up. Thank you, gentlemen. Very well done. You will continue to work for the Lord. The devotional will now be done by Sienna Austin from the Pilgrim Road Nazarene.
Today's devotion is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 4. The man said, "This is the day the Lord spoke of when he said to you, 'I will give your enemy into your hands for you to deal with as you wish.'" Then David crept up unnoticed and cut off a corner of Saul's robe. At this point in time, Saul and David were enemies, as Saul wanted to kill David. Now he was in a position where David had the opportunity to kill him instead. David's men encouraged him to attack Saul. Some may say that David had every right to harm Saul, and perhaps his men felt the way too. After all, Saul was hunting him to take his life. However, in his heart, David knew that God would not want him to harm Saul. Not only did he refuse to harm Saul, but he did not allow his men to attack him. As children, we can learn a lot from David. Sometimes our friends may persuade us to do things that may seem to be okay, and they may mean well, just like David's men. For example, there may be a situation where someone says something negative about you, or they may even hate you. Your friends, because they love you, will not want to see you being ill-treated and may encourage you to retaliate against the person that offended you. Before we act, we need to stop for a moment and think. We must be careful not to do anything that causes us to disobey God, even if it seems like the right thing to do, or it may seem fair. No matter how right or how normal or how fair something appears to be, if it will not please God, then we should not do it. Remember how David dealt with Saul? He responded in a way that pleased God.
Thank you, Sienna. Our next item is a poem, also entitled Obedience, and this will be done by Aaron Mayers from the Fairview Church of the Nazarene.
Let me be obedient, Lord. Let me be obedient to your spirit always true. Let me seek and follow only after him and you. Help me to be filled with the spirit's power so I may be guided by every waking hour. Lord, let me be faithful in my daily walk. Let it be your words in my daily talk. Help me to trust you with all my heart and soul, so that you can be the one always in control. Lord, let me be obedient. Help me to trust you fully, for when left on my own, I'm defiant and unruly.
Thank you, Aaron. Our closing prayer will now be done by Takela Hoyt from the Pilgrim Road Nazarene.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for a wonderful program where we, the children, were able to minister to the people of Barbados. Thank you for allowing each of us to do our part, and for our Sunday school teachers who worked with us. We hope that persons who listened this morning would have heard something that would encourage them to worship you. We pray for your guidance and protection during this week. May you receive all the glory and honor from this radio program. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Takela. On behalf of the Southern and Western Zones of the Church of the Nazarene, we say a big thank you for tuning into the Because He Lives program. It was indeed a pleasure hosting this program. Thanks to our sponsors, Federal Mortar Spares. And we pray God's blessings upon your business and your family. We do hope that you are all blessed. We now leave you with our closing song, I Believe, done by the Children's Choir from Jackson Nazarene in the Western Zone.
I believe. trust in you. I believe in the God of miracles. You are the God of wonders. You are the God of powers. So
I believe. The Church of the Nazarene, Barbados District, invites you to join us in a special Pentecost service as we culminate the journey from Easter to Pentecost. This will be held on Sunday, May the 28th, 2023, starting at 6 p.m. The service will be held via Zoom. The link for the service is 883-816-3220. Password 777088. Don't miss this opportunity to be commissioned and empowered for God's service. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future. My life is worth the living just because.